Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm your host, Minister Myrene Wise, and welcome to the Love Gospel Hour. If you enjoy gospel music and an inspirational word, you come to the right place now. Let's get your praise up.
Somebody scream! Come on, put them up higher. Come on. Come on, let's go, go.
will stand. I want to hear you tell your neighbor, say, if you show love to me, and I show love, come on, tell them, sing, we will stand, we will stand. Now tell them, if you care, if you care, hey, if you care, and I care for you, what are we gonna do? Stand, everybody wave your hand. Oh, sing, we will stand, yes, we will. Oh, I dare you to try it and watch our nation stand.
Together to make things happen. So we will stand, stand, stand. It's 84 degrees and sunny in Kankakee, and I hope it's just as beautiful wherever you are. Well, today we want to look at our prayer list first. You know, the minister, Ethel Carr, she normally delivers the message on the third Sundays of the month. Unfortunately, her sister passed away, and therefore I'll be doing the message today. But it's okay, because ministry must go on. So we want to keep Minister Ethel Carr and her family in our prayers. And we like to keep Miss Barbara in our prayers. We want to keep Jeffrey, and we want to keep Brenda in our prayers. And we want to keep all the sick and all the people that are shut in and those that are in prison everywhere in our prayers. You know, there's so much going on, not only locally, you know, over in Alaska. We know there are massive storms, major flooding over there. Keep those people in prayer. In Puerto Rico, they have a hurricane going on right now. We want to keep them in our prayer. And we know that in Russia and Ukraine, the war is still going on. Keep them in our prayers, as well as we know that Queen Elizabeth passed on last week. Keep that family in prayer, and keep all those in Canada, Brazil, and the entire world in our prayers. So we know that whatever we give to God, we know that Jesus will fix it.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Double in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Oh,
throne. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this another day that you've given us, another opportunity to come in your presence, another opportunity to live for you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that someone's life may be touched, someone's heart may be lifted, that someone's faith may be increased, and maybe their relationship could be restored in the name of Jesus by something that is said on today. Amen. Well, today I want to come before you in regards to, are you losing your hope? You know, there are two sides to an event that occurs, you know, and some of them seem discouraging to us because there's a dark side and then there's a bright side. We as people are more prone to look to the dark side to see only what is gloomy and what is discouraging. So I want to know how many of you are losing your hope. You know, I suspect that with all that's happening in this world, all the things coming at you, you know, it might be quite a few of you that may be feeling like you're losing hope. I must admit myself that there have been times in my life, you know, that I have even, you know, tried to, you know, I didn't quite have the hope like I should. For example, in 2011, God has spoke into my life, and in a small voice he said that he was going to do something big in my life and not to worry. And you know, that particular word carried me through some very difficult trials during several years of my life. When times were tough, I reminded myself of that small voice that told me everything was going to be all right. Don't worry. I was standing on his promises, and God got me through. But then all of a sudden, I stopped trusting him. I stopped speaking that word. You know, well, I'm a human, and I do have my doubts, you know, about certain things. Now, you see, there's so much negativity around. If you're getting it in your home, if you're getting it outside your home, you're getting it on Facebook, you're getting it on social media, you know, you're going to have a bad state of mind. It seems like you won't be able to trust hardly anybody. It's sad to say, you know, but this is a true fact. You know, this afternoon, though, I want to talk about a hope where you will never give up. I want you to hope in the Lord for the rest of your life, and so that the whole world will have this type of hope that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the hope that Christians like you and me, we're supposed to have. Now, see, this worldly hope, you know, Wikipedia, they say hope is an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of a positive outcome with respect to events and circumstances in one's life or the world at large. As a verb, it defines itself as expect with confidence and to cherish a desired anticipation. See, above where you see hope is commonly used, they're using it like a wish, okay? They're using it like strength is in the strength of the person's desire. But see, biblically, it is more precise. It's that the confidence expectation is of what God has promised, and the strength is in his faithfulness. In other words, as Christians, we don't put our hope in our own hands, okay? Or we don't put it in nobody else's hands, or at least we shouldn't, okay? We don't need to depend on the world to give us anything, nor the things that we think we may need, but instead, our hope must be on the promises that God has given to us. We have to put our hope in him. So, for without hope, you as a Christian, living in and living day out, you're not operating in your power. You're operating without power, okay? So I believe in these times, we sometimes have forgotten the promises that he spoke over our life, you know? We forget about the faith that we have, and sometimes we turn our back on God. In doing so, we're suffering, and we're in despair, you know? And this is not unusual. This happened in Psalms 42 when Moses' nephews, the son of Korah, points in their lives that they had done exactly what they wanted to do, and they had lost everything, and then they lost their hope. After realizing that they had done this, they turned back to God. They set themselves right again. That's why they wrote in Psalms 42 and 5, "Why, my souls, are you downcast, depressed, sad, deeply grieved, sorrowful? Why so are you disturbed with me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." See, God wants us to hope in him, trust in him, patiently wait for him, because he said, you're going to praise him in the meantime. You know, the time is going to come where I shall go to his house and I will praise him for favor towards me. You know, the help of his countenance is in on the faces of those that support him, that are in deliverance, that comfort him. I have no doubt I shall err long and enjoy both his presence and in the sanctuary, for he will restore me from his presence and the light of his countenance, which is his presence, which he will graciously afford me. Now, this is sometimes what we be asking ourselves today. I know things are not easy. I know things are tough on some people. But why, especially today, in today's time, are we forgetting about Jesus and turning our backs on him? You know, this is the time we should be turning to him. But, you know, everyone has done it at some point, so don't beat yourself in the head or nothing. I just want you to remember, this is a time we should turn to God, not turn away from God. And we as Christians, we're stronger than most. We have a God that loves us eternally, and he promised so much more than we think we can have today. You know, Apostle Paul asked us a question in Romans 8 and 35 through 39, who shall separate us from the love of God, of Christ? Shall trouble, shall hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it's written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered sheep for the slaughter. So how true are these words? How much meaning can you put behind those words? Look at the way the world is changing. Soon and very soon, they may be taking our God away from us. Some countries, they've already taken him away. They've taken him out of the schools. You know, they're taking him out of prayer, out of the schools. The football team can't bend down and kneel. You know, we're blessed right now, but we're not going to let anything separate us from the love of God. We have to have that zeal, that fight, you know, because, you know, who can you call the greatest destroyer of hope in our lives? It's fear. If you're afraid, that kills your hope. Okay, but you got to remember that Paul goes on. He says that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For you have to be convinced that neither death nor life, neither angel nor demons, nor things present, nor things in the future, nor any power, nor any height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what hope is. If you want hope today, that's what it is. We need to remember that we are in Jesus Christ. Remember who you are. You are his child. You are a conqueror. You are a warrior. You know, I want you to read out loud every time you feel like you losing hope or you losing some faith. I want you to say who you are. And I want you to say whose you are. And so that your faith may be elevated. I want you to put on the whole armor of God, so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. For your struggles are not flesh and blood, but they're against rulers and against authorities and powers of the darkness world and of the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So If God has spoken in your life some promises, stand on it. Believe in him. Have faith. Have hope. He's going to do it in his time. Did he say he's going to fix your broken marriage? Stand on his word. Believe in him. Have faith. He's going to do it in his time. Did he tell you you're going to have a child or that maybe you will get a God-fearing spouse? Well, stand on his word. Believe in him. Have faith. Have hope. He's going to do it in his time. Did he tell you he's going to heal your body? Then stand on his word. Believe him. Have faith, hope, and believe him and that he will do it in his time. Did he tell you you're going to have greater finances coming in your life? Well, stand on his word. Believe in him. Have faith. He's going to do it in his time. Did he tell you he's going to deliver you from a bad habit? Stand on his word. Believe in him. Have faith. Have hope, and he's going to do it in his time. I am reminded of myself, that of that still voice that I heard, that promise. I want you to listen to his voice. I want you to believe that yesterday, that Jesus is the same, yesterday, today, and forevermore. I want you to keep your hope alive. I want you to trust in God so that he can restore the privileges and comforts that you once enjoyed. It is your duty as a Christian, as a people of God, to look at the bright things, to think of the past mercy God has shown you, because truly, Jesus is alive, and that's enough to give you hope.
car and late for the party, y'all. I was putting my Sunday best on. Get it? Welcome to the place where dreams come true. See, with God, anything is possible. I got a witness. Come on.
Mama always asks me, girl, what you gonna do? If none of your desires to sing ever come through. Cause nothing's ever promised, and things ain't never free. See, life is real just like them myths and them two little boys to be. See, I'm so glad she asked me. I've been waiting for a real long time.
Savior. And those of you who are listening, you already know him. Get to know him closer. Get to know him better. You're doing that through listening to the show. And God bless you for doing that. So let's just get close to him.
Just to be close to you. Just to be close to you. Just to be close to you is my desire. Yeah. Just to be close to you. Just to be close to you.
Just to be close.
Come
Trying to feel there's a better life. Listen to me. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. Yeah. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, saving, he's a freedom shaker, savior. You got change. Search for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves for the same old fight. And we've all run to things that know just ain't right. But let's get a
every word of worship. God.
Come on, say every praise. Say every praise. It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
Clap them hands.
belongs to him. God created us to praise and to worship him. So he deserves our every praise and worship. Amen. You know, I want to thank God for this Love Gospel Hour, and I would like for you guys to share with your friends, family, and loved ones. Give them the number. The number is 516-387-1471. Share it with someone today so they can, you know, call in or get on their computer and listen to the show and enjoy the Love Gospel Hour with us. Because we get our praise on over here, okay? And so, you know, this concludes our show. I did want to let you know that I did enjoy sharing with you, and I want you to know that I want you to enjoy the rest of your day and tell somebody that you know that you love them. Let someone know that you love them. Let them feel the love of God that's in you through them, you know, let them feel your spirit, that sweet spirit. And, well, you guys be blessed. I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. And God bless you. And this concludes the Love Gospel Hour.